We're talking about a moment in the early 90s where this thing just catches fire, dog, right? And it brings out the Mexican pride in a lot of us that we, honestly, at the time, we didn't really have or show off, right?
Correct.
We were kind of low-key embarrassed about it, right? You're a bag fool, you're a paisa fool, you're this. But Quebradita comes in like fire, like wildfire, yes. Bro. I mean, from I almost felt like from one night to another, bro, right?
Tragos Amargos is a paisa music review podcast hosted by comedian Jerry Garcia, where him and co-host Fern Rodriguez, aka El Chaton, fangirl out about their favorite paisa music artists. Check out season one of Tragos Amargos and find episodes on Ramon Ayala, Tigres del Norte, Chente, Juan Gabriel, and more. Brought to you by Fodongo and Wet Carnitas, in collaboration with Migrito Industries. Find Tragos Amargos on all platforms. Watch the video version on youtube.com/comedian Jerry G.
Tragos Amargos podcast. We're back with a very special, special one. Bro, I'm excited about this one, to be honest with you, dog. This was on my list. This was on my wish list. Thank you for
You're welcome, Jerry.
Who we doing? Who we doing today?
We got Banda Machos, dog. La reina de las bandas. All right, guys. Thanks for being here today on Tragos Amargos podcast season two. We're taking it back. We're taking it back, to the 90s. Days of las quebraditas. Remember the fucking paisa gangs?
Yes.
What were they called?
They were called fan clubs. They were called clubs de baile.
Yeah.
There was like gangs in the clubs.
No, they were like they would name themselves after like a certain song or a certain.
Really?
Yeah.
Like soccer kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah. No, like Club Sangre de Indio. Club Indio Quiere Llorar. Club Tragos Amargos. Yeah. Club whatever, dog. Yeah. You know. I was in Club Me Llamo Raquel. And,
Look that one up.
We'll get to that one. That's in my top five. Spoiler alert. All right, so we picked Banda Machos because obviously they were a huge, huge hit in the 90s.
Huge.
A great transcending band. Legends in the banda game for sure, dog.
Yeah.
You're up there with Banda Toro, Banda Zeta, Banda. Who's Ezequiel Peña's banda?
Maguey, right?
No.
Banda Maguey. Oh, I love Banda Maguey.
Vallarta Show.
Of course, the Recodo. Yeah. They're all up in that mix, dog. And it was, I think Machos just kept standing out and standing out.
Yeah.
Hit after hit after hit. Music was a fun party having music, bro. Just. A lot of sexual innuendos.
Sexual innuendos, yes.
Innuendos?
What it seemed like they were like a really horny band.
Yes. Well, you could talk about those fucking creepy trench coats.
Right?
They were naked underneath those. Yes.
Those are cool. Those are cool for the time, I guess.
Oh, bro. They're killing it, dog.
Yeah.
Killing it, bro. As you can see right there on the YouTube.
Follow us. Make sure to check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/comedianJerryG.
They're the first ones who came up with these kind of steps right there, like quebradita. Did they invent quebradita, Fernie?
I think they had something to do with it. I think they had more of pushing it to the next
level. Well, Ezequiel Peña también took it to the next level, because that was a sex symbol of quebradita, and he was a better dancer.
He was the face.
Yeah, but they were first.
Yeah.
They were first.
I think Banda Machos was first.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so this is like, fast music, probably a lot of cocaine consumed.
No comment.
Cocaine is never going to go around. Away, bro. It's been around forever, dog. But yeah, these ones are coked out for sure.
The Mexican disco, I guess.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
So they're one of the fun facts that I learned and the not-so-deep dives that I will be taking here today.
Shallow
dives.
Shallow expectations.
They're like the first banda that have a percussion, is it a drums?
Drum set.
Yeah, drum set in the back.
Yeah, they're
so that was to set them apart.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, and they also was keyboard players, drum, saxophone players. Because in a traditional banda, it's a trombone, trumpets,
tuba.
And clarinets.
No saxophone.
Tuba, too, no?
Yeah. Well, the tuba, yeah, correct.
Yeah.
But Banda Machos uses an electronic bass.
But Banda Machos, right? Like I said, we started off with a secretaria, which I think was a funny...
It's a great song.
Very popular song that we all are very familiar with. This is all before the good old days, before sexual harassment was ever brought up in the office, dog, right? This is the good old days, dog.
You could slap a little ass in the office.
A little ass in the office, dog. You know, make a few comments about the boobs. You know what I'm saying?
They're looking nice and perky today, Sandy.
Way to wake up early. You woke up early and made sure you got your makeup done. Look at you. Oh, man. So, as a secretaria, just one of their many songs we're going to have some fun with today, dog, all right? But first, before we get into that, let's learn a little bit about Banda Machos, their existence, and their roots.
Well, they're from Villa Corona, Jalisco, right? Started like in the early 90s. Well, their big singer is what? Raul Ortega.
They've had several.
Yeah, they had several
singers.
They have
eight, apparently.
Yeah, okay. Raul Ortega was the one that where they blew up with.
Young Money.
He was the one that...
La Culebra, Leña de Pirul.
Indio Quiere Llorar. All of those big hits were with Raul Ortega. And he decided to leave.
I heard he was toxic as fuck.
I don't know.
Like most lead singers.
Most lead singers got big-headed and then decided to go on his own. And like every other person that leaves something good wants to come back later on.
And he started a
band? Shout out to my ex-girlfriend.
Shout out. what would you say?
He started a grupo match. What the fuck? It's not.
Oh yeah.
Right.
So that fool Raul Ortega leaves and he starts his own banda machos called Banda Match.
What?
Right. No relation. Total coincidence. How do you get away with that, fool?
Right.
That's how do you get away from banda machos to
in
banda
Mexico,
match?
It's probably chill. Like it's not as.
Yeah. Right. It's not the same.
You just gotta pay.
They could literally just name it banda macho with no S.
I think you have to do like 10% or 15% different. So with an S.
That was not enough.
That's why you took out the O.
It's like, macho.
Oh, it's 17% now. Perfect.
Nice. Yeah, that makes sense, dog.
Yeah.
Because the way to go was there, Banda Macho.
Yeah, he could have said Banda Macho Prieto or Banda Macho, whatever, but I guess he.
Banda Vergas. That'd be kind of tight.
Siéntate. Oh, man.
We were watching the Margarito interview and he asked them, like, ¿por qué le pusieron banda macho? And the guy's like, oh, it just kind of came up. It's not that interesting of a story.
It was a really dumb question. There's nothing clever about the name.
It's just
man in a band.
Yeah.
Banda Machos.
Machos, yeah.
So he's all like, oh, pero dígame, ¿de dónde? ¿Quién lo hizo? ¿Y por qué? And I'm like, bro, it's just a fucking name, bro. just fun.
We almost named this podcast Tres Machos Podcast, actually.
That would have been pretty cool, dog.
Very true.
Or what about Dos Machos, Un Hembra?
and then you would have to figure out who the hembra was.
So what were these fools like here in HP or what? This kind of music or what?
Low-key. So once again, I know we've kind of shared this stuff before in the past, but we're talking about a moment in the early 90s where this thing just catches fire, dog, right? And it brings out the Mexican pride in a lot of us that we, honestly, at the time, we didn't really have or show off, right?
Correct.
We were kind of low-key embarrassed about it, right? If your parents were Latinos, Salvadoreños, Mexicanos, you're kind of embarrassed about all that shit, dog. You're a wetback fool. You're a paisa fool. You're this. All that shit, bro. Yeah. But honestly, this kind of music is what kind of starts to transcend all that. Like, I joke around that I said I used to listen to, you say, what is it? Undercover Paisa?
Yeah.
What is it?
UCP.
UCP, fool. Like, that was a thing. Like, I used to literally listen to, like, Tigres del Norte, Bukis, Caminantes, at the house, fool. Yeah. Only in La Casa, never. You were bringing up at school, people were laughing, like, he likes fucking Vicente. look at that guy. What a Paisa. Also, in our schools and our classes back then, we used to have actual ESL kids who literally just crossed over from the border. So out of our 30 kids in the class, maybe 5 were Spanish-speaking only. And they had a tough time, bro. Yeah. They had a tough time, these kids, bro. Like, you didn't want to be part of that group, bro. You didn't want to be associated with the wetbacks that just crossed over. So, no, that's what it was, bro, like, back then. Yeah, I know, it's not cool to say it anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
But back then,
it was the reality.
It was the reality, fool. Yeah. Like, Central American kids, Mexican kids coming in, literally lost in the world. And me, honestly, I wasn't that guy. I was never a bully in any sort of way. In fact, I used to like hanging out with those guys because, first of all, I feel sorry for him because en ese tiempo yo iba mucho para México in the summer. So I understood them a little bit. And also, I love playing sports with them. And like soccer obviously is a big deal for them. So I love playing soccer with them. And the other thing was just learning about their culture for me. I know I look back, I do remember tripping out. I remember sitting on their table with them, sitting on the table with them and helping them with their homework. And it was a beautiful situation. And I don't know. And then, oh, there was this one chick, Katya, man. There was this one chick, Katya, that she had just come from, like, I think it was like Sonora or something. Mm. Oh, man, we're talking about elementary, fools. I can't describe her body or anything like that, fool.
But I'm not going to go there.
But I was in love, fool. Where long hair, fool. It was beautiful, man. Katya,
where you at?
As soon as Katya learned English, bro, she forgot about me, dog. She was over me, fool. But, like, we're bonding for a while because I was the only one that would actually, like, take the time to speak to her in Spanish. But once she hit middle school, dog, she learned English.
Late.
She forgot all about this motherfucker right here, dog. She moved on to real
Who's laughing now?
To a real white man.
Who's laughing now, Katia?
Hell yeah, fool. But anyways, dog, it was a rough time. But Quebradita comes in like fire, like wildfire, yes. Bro. I mean, from I almost felt like from one night to another, bro, right?
Correct.
All of a sudden, everyone's wearing silk shirts, belt buckles, boots. I'm looking at these guys at the schools. I'm like, you fucking hypocrites, fool. All this time, I was in the closet. I was in the closet this whole time, loving this music. Low key, by myself, solito, listening to these records, and it wasn't cool. And now I get to the school ground one day, and everybody's fucking listening to it. Everybody is fucking cool now.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Chalino. Everybody loves Banda Recodo, Banda Machos. Everybody loves Tigres now. I'm like, you motherfucker, you guys, man.
Is everybody dressed like this?
Everybody was dressed like that, fool, with hats.
It was more like they had a chaleco, leather chaleco, and then you were representing your state, and it had like an animal.
You need a bandana.
A bandana also. And also, what was it, the belts? The piteados. Cinto piteados. Those are big, and everybody, of course, their boots. And there was like the miniature boots, the smaller boots, or the long ones.
Yeah.
I hated the long ones because obviously my legs are not.
I only had one pair.
And they were like, goo, 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 goo.
It's hilarious that people in LA, a fucking big ass city, were rocking the like cowboy shit.
Cowboy shit, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
It didn't make sense a lot, fool. It really didn't. To me, it didn't.
But it was a trend. It was a trend that everybody was.
Yeah.
It was a trend that everybody. But that was more like. They wouldn't wear it, let's say, to school. It was like, that was your weekend gear, right? When you were going to a party. When you were going to quinceañera, you fucking had to be with your vest and you were representing like your state, wherever you're from.
And this is what, in 94, 95? Y'all were like 14, 15?
From like 91, 92, 93, 94. Middle school into going into high school.
Yeah. Okay. I remember that.
So y'all didn't get to go to the clubs around that time?
No. We're so small. No, it was backyard parties. Yeah. And all that stuff.
There was plenty
during that time, even my brother and all his friends, they started a banda.
Yeah.
Shout out Banda Chiquillos. Wherever your instruments are buried, I'm bringing them back for you.
He's your older brother.
Like 2 years older than me, and they started a banda and everything. They had a talent show, and they had people, a record label looking at them and stuff like that, but they wanted them to leave high school. To go play, and everybody's parents were like, no, you can't do that. But yeah,
Your brother didn't play the trumpet, huh?
No, my brother was a drummer. I had a few friends that were the trumpet players and stuff like that. Like, we all are friends of friends that had a band in junior high, and then in high school,
So in our middle school, we had actual band class. Or orchestra class.
First period or second period. That's what you had.
Guess who got into orchestra? I was in orchestra, fool. Yeah, I tried to get him banned. I tried to get banned, but it was full.
Yeah. It was high demand, right?
It was a waiting list for it.
It was a very a strict program, and it was a very good program.
Yeah.
What was the teacher's name?
Miss Shay.
Miss Shay. Shout out Miss Shay, wherever you're at. Yeah, she was good. She was very disciplined in everything we were doing to make sure that everything sounded crisp and good, man. It was good. It was a good time to learn.
So I was in orchestra. And my story with orchestra is that I was a little thug at the time, fool. You know, me valía madre, way. So I was playing a viola.
Watch
a
out.
A viola, which you're is like viola. Another violin.
A higher violin,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so I was playing viola. Now, Michelle did not like me very well.
Mm.
Because at that time, I was in peak of my powers. I was Mr. Popular. I was funny.
Mr. Funny Man.
I was everything, fool. I was the center of attention.
Class clown.
And she hated that.
Yeah.
But, she also needed me. Because with me, people enjoyed coming to the class, and people wanted to be in the class. Fool, she told me this to my face. Bro, she told me this to my face. Look, listen. We had we voted on class president of the orchestra.
Of the orchestra.
And I won. And she got so upset, fool. She did not want me to win. Mm-hmm. She gave a whole speech before people put their votes. Mm-hmm. Before people put their votes in, se puso enfrente la clase. She goes, listen, everyone, I know we're about to vote for a class president. And I know you guys have your favorites here. And I know you have your friends. And I know you know who you want to vote for.
Was
please
that,
don't.
They're like, was she's that like, the first insurrection?
See, wait. She's like, please do not vote for who you think you want to vote for. Uh-huh. Vote for someone who's going to take their job serious. Please. Don't vote for someone who's just here to have a good time or make people laugh. No. Vote.
Pointing at Jerry.
Yeah. Vote, please, guys. Do me that favor. And I won by a landslide, bro. Like, I fucking won. And then, so she had to give in on that. So she brought me into her office. And she's like, listen, I didn't want you to be president, but you won fair and square. I'm going to respect the voting system and see La Chingada. But please just tell me you're going to take this job seriously. And I told her, yeah, but within a week, I was like, oh, fuck, dog. Well, we got to have, like, meetings with her early in the morning or during lunch, which I never showed up.
Yeah.
I never showed up to those meetings. And so eventually she kicked me out of the presidency. Yeah. I got impeached. The story finishes off with me. We had a Christmas recital coming up, right? Yeah. So we had a Christmas recital. And our class had a bunch of fuck-ups, not just me. We had a bunch of fools messing around in there, including myself. And then so we're on the stage, bro. Behind the curtain's about to open, fool, right? The audience is already out there. It's a 6 o'clock recital, fool.
Yeah.
Christmas recital, right? And I'm done. I didn't want to be there, fool. I was mad. Era la tarde, güey. Like, I think there was a Laker game going on. I was over this shit, right? They had us wearing these fucking corny ass shit like the kids are wearing right there, fool.
Yeah.
A little burgundy sweater. I was over it. Anyways. We were messing around. You guys were messing around with our sticks, you know, hitting and fucking playing with our sticks, lifesavers. She snaps, fool. And she snaps. Hey, that's it. And behind her, she can't be too loud because she's in front of the stage. That's it. She's like, listen, we're going on in 3 minutes. That's it. You know what? If you don't want to be here, whoever doesn't want to be here, just get up right now and go. Just get up right now. Get up. Leave. We're on stage, bro.
Yeah.
And you trying to be me, trying to be funny, trying to be the keep it real guy. I get up, fool. Me paro, güey. But I'm like, honestly, it was more of a joke.
Half-ass, yeah.
Yeah, like a half-ass fucking around. Like we've all done that. You know, we've all done that. Fool, she sees me just flinch getting up. She goes, good, get out. Fucking get the fuck out. Get out. And I'm like, wait, I was kidding. Get out. And like I walk off stage, bro. I put my shit down, and I walk off stage, dog, and then, anybody else? Anybody else? No one fucking moves, dog. Like,
who's coming with
me? Yeah. I was like, I stopped and I turned back. What's up? Let's go. Eric, Francisco, Edgar, Carl, fool, Miguel.
Nothing.
They didn't, fool. They were at attention. They were at attention with their uniforms. Fool. And I was like, fool, it hurt, dog. To be honest with you, I was embarrassed.
Yeah.
I was embarrassed, fool, porque I didn't expect it to go down like that. Fool, I had my family out there, bro. I had my fucking family. My mom, my dad were out there in the audience, dude.
They never went to any of my shit.
They never go to my shit. They never. My dad, like, took a day off for this shit. And, fool, yeah, I get out, fool, and I wait, and the curtain opens, and I'm on the side stage. I didn't want to get out. I'm on the side stage. Yeah, aguitado, like, fuck, dang, I can't believe that just happened. And like, they play and shit. They play, and then obviously my parents don't see me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, es que esa no me la sabía.
Se me quebró mi
instrumento. Ah, todo eso de que no me la sabía, que no me la aprendí. I go, es que esa canción no me la aprendí. You know, this and that. And they're like,
my
parents knew what's up. Yeah. But then we had a parent meeting, like, the next day or on Monday. Like, call your parents in. We're making this official. And then we went in to the office, to the counseling office, and to kick me out.
Kick you out of the orchestra.
Orchestra, fool. And I just didn't
the
respect
end of Jerry G's orchestra career.
The thing is, donde yo me aguito, is that she didn't believe in me, dog. No me tuvo paciencia, güey. She just quit on me. She quit on me pretty quickly, dog. And I could have been the best viola player.
Ever,
dog.
Imagine if Jerry was like a concert viola player instead of a stand-up.
Exactly.
And,
was or you could have used the viola in your stand-up, fool.
Fool.
You should do it still.
Damn, dog. Yeah, porque honestly, fool, low-key, I did enjoy playing the viola, fool. Like, I had fun. Like,
never too fun. Old, dude.
I was
You're
with
never
my friends. I was with all my friends. We're all on the waiting list to get into the band, and we never got the call. We just stayed there the whole semester.
Yeah.
And this chick, she just had it in for me. But this is what I don't appreciate about her, because I wasn't disrespectful. I wasn't an asshole. I was just having fun because the class sucks. Orchestra sucks, fool. Orchestra is boring. It's repetitive. Yeah. Over and over and over.
That's what stand-up is,
sucks.
Too. What
do you, nah, wait, come on, fool.
But you're making people laugh.
Yeah, yeah, okay. It's boring. So I would take it on myself to have fun with it. Like, make people laugh and have a good time. And she hated that. And she, no me entendía that I was actually doing her a favor, fool, because a lot of these motherfuckers, everybody wanted to quit. They hated going to orchestra. Even the girls, like, they're bored. They were over it. They wanted to quit, but they would come to the class because of me, fool. And I'm not just saying that, because after when she kicked me out, several people quit. They just stopped showing up because they said it wasn't fun anymore because I wasn't there. I wasn't there, fool.
There it is.
And she didn't see that, bro. Like, that's what bothered me about her, fool.
Was this a white woman?
Yeah, she was a white woman.
Okay. From New York.
Yeah, she had, like, baseball cards. Pendeja. What a dummy, dog. She had baseball cards
stapled
to her wall, dick. Daryl Strawberry rookie card, fool. Dwight Gooden rookie card, dog. Fucking valuable cards. Because she's a woman. She doesn't understand that these cards are actually valuable.
Can we really
value.
Pause there?
Obviously, Jerry has a lot of resentment.
I will tell her, I go, you shouldn't be stapling that Bo Jackson baseball card, dude. That, you shouldn't staple that. I like it. It's right here. You're a dumbass. You got a bunch of holes on your fucking, on your pinche Frank Viola.
Frank
Viola baseball card. Pinche, who else was on that? Bobby Bonilla rookie card. Lenny Dykstra? That shit was like $18 back then, that card.
Anyways.
Right, can we get back to Kevin? Right,
so back to John Sebastian.
It sounds like you haven't spoken about that ever, and now you just kind of let loose.
Venting.
Oh, man. I got over it. But that was...
Right, it doesn't sound like
Kevin,
it, but yeah,
that was Kevin. Oh, what's cool about Kevin, that shit, though, is that we used to have lunchtime dances.
Lunchtime dances? Lunchtime,
no way.
Lunchtime school dances off. Quebraditas all day, fool.
Yeah, they try to keep the kids entertained.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great music for that.
Yeah. Yeah, and there was little battles and stuff like that.
Who was that young, cool teacher or
that's
a TA
hilarious.
That was a DJ? Like, everybody liked that, fool.
I forgot the name.
But I know you're talking about. I forgot to smash any girl in that school.
In junior high, fucking junior high. What a fucking teacher smashing.
I was not...
Like this kind of shit right here?
Yeah.
YouTube.com/comedianJerryG. Watch us on YouTube.
I was never a good dancer, dog, including Cabralita shit. Again, I know the steps, but once you get... I can't, like, body stand bitches, dog.
Body slam?
What is that? Suplex.
The side moves?
You gotta do, like, the rock bottom on them or something.
Shout out to Los Mini Wapangueritos de Louisiana. Right.
Watch out.
YouTube.com
that was big. Like, getting the hat and doing this, and then doing it backwards, too. That was hard.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That's sick.
There's paisa banging. Paisa banging, right? Is that what it's called?
I don't
know. They turn into cholos, basically.
Oh,
clubs.
Yeah, at the end, yeah.
But what they call
it? Or it was vice versa.
Something like that, right?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. It was like groups of people who would...
So there were clubs, and then the clubs started hating on each other, obviously. Like,
yeah, of course.
So now there's beef between the clubs, right? Piche, un indio quiere llorar is fighting with leña de Peru. Right? They go at it. Like, what's going on here, you know? You try and stay in between all this shit because I'm from La Culebra, dog. You know what I'm saying?
You're like, it's the same group, but different songs. I don't know
club,
what to do.
Yo soy club sangre de indio.
Me llamo Raquel.
Me llamo Raquel is recruiting me because they know me.
They want me, dog, you know? And there was a lot of beef. Unfortunately, there was a lot of bad shit that happens. And then they transition into gangs. Gangs start getting involved. And it got ugly. It's the 90s, bro. It was a free-for-all. It was loose cannon shit, bro. It was a tough times, man, out there. For a lot of you guys know this shit, fool. Good times.
There needs to be a documentary or series.
I'm sure there are some stuff, fool. I'm sure there's something
out
there
about that
it,
time.
Yeah,
pretty sure.
All right, let's do top five, because we're running out of time here. So... Jerry, start us off. Banda Macho's top five. These are the songs that Jerry slaps, has been slapping for over 30 years at this point.
Smacking that shit forever, dog. Banda Macho's, again, I'm a huge fan, fool. I love all their music, dog. So I actually got six, if that's okay with you guys.
Fool. Oh, all right.
I will let it slide. All right. This time, it's all right. But.
And only because I have to throw in Indio Quiere Llorar, I have to put it in there.
Yeah.
Of course, we're talking about you can't have this episode.
That's your life story,
without
right?
talking about it. It's basically, yeah. If I had a documentary, that if I had a corrido, that would be it, fool, for sure. No, dead ass, bro. Dead ass.
On God.
On God, homie.
No cap.
No cap, fool. Mi chica ideal. Oh, I love
that's
that
a
song.
Cool song.
Historia sin fin. Beautiful song.
Sin fin.
Sin punto final. Porque te quiero morir.
Can you hold on to
amar por amar. Es una historia sin fin. No. Se sabe. Mi luna, mi estrella, dog.
That's a jam.
Oh, man, the fuck. Oh, that one. Only they can sing this song great for.
Yeah.
We'll get to that one, of course. And I love this funny ass song. There's two of them that are really funny, but this one's particular. Me llamo Raquel. Bro, the first transvestite song. Very progressive of them.
Very.
1993. Trailblazers.
Transvestite is not the right word, but yeah, you're right.
Well,
you're
that
right,
time, because yeah. they do mention a tranny. They yeah, say tranny. See. So, yeah.
Y'all are both canceled.
Well, how do you say it now, fucking Sammy?
Trans or trans?
Trans.
Gender. Just trans?
Transgender.
Transgender.
Get oh, trans fucking gender. Right.
Yeah,
right,
come on, sure. Jerry. Okay, so my top five. La Culebra. With I think pretty much all my songs are either cumbias.
Cumbias. They had some corridos that were...
Yeah. La Culebra. Casimira. Casimira's a fucking great song. Shit, Al Gato y Al Ratón. Ratón. Jugabas con mi amor, Leña de Pirul,
yes.
which is a very great song and very popular. Mm-hmm. And my last one is Las Nachas.
Las Nachas.
Las Nachas is a fucking amazing song.
¿Cuánto por las nachas, Doña Cuca? Yo quisiera llevármelas un ratito. ¿Cuánto por las nachas, Doña Cuca?
They have a lot
yo
of really
las
good
quiero
songs.
Y no le pido un descuentito. ¿Cuánto por las nachas, Doña Cuca?
We even have other songs like honorable mentions within, like we had already La Secretaria, right? We talked about yeah. that.
Y la quiere Paco.
Y la quiere Paco. Oh, that was a good one.
Bro, I didn't get that reference until like in adulthood.
Yeah,
I was like 23 years old and like, oh, what?
Can you explain that, Jerry, for some people that still don't get that
y
one?
Y la quiere Paco. So like, y la quiere Paco. Paco is a person's name.
Paco.
But it also refers to y la quiere Paco Ger.
Yes, but... Right?
So the Paco is a play on words.
Correct.
And I love that. That's what I love about it.
But yeah, as a kid, you didn't know that, right?
I didn't see, I never connected the dots.
Yeah.
I just thought Francisco. I knew a Paco. I knew a guy named Paco. So yeah, so I was like, yeah, Paco.
That Paco likes her.
Paco likes her, no? Y la quiere Paco. Y la quiere Paco. Y la quiere Paco. Y la quiere Paco.
Is that it? Should we just start playing him or what?
Hell, motherfucking yeah!
Let's just start with that one then.
This is the disclaimer already where Jerry's gonna start singing.
Oh. Yes. Oh. Yes.
Uh oh.
So if you guys wanna fast forward.
Uh oh.
This album cover. So 12 motherfuckers, that's so many people in a band.
Well, right. That's my next question, bro. Like, how do they make money, fool?
They probably don't.
They charge a little more. Bandas charge a little more, but at the same time, they don't get paid really good. And sometimes the singer asks for a little more.
No, go ahead. Just play in the background.
The singer gets paid for a little more, asks for a little more than the other guys.
And it's probably, like a hierarchy, right?
But it's a big pie to split just in them. Then you got managers, you got roadies, you got songwriters.
All that.
Hey, yo sé que me quieres, Paco. Y la quiere Paco. Y la quiere Paco. Y la quiere Paco. I'm still reading along. Like, it's going to change.
Y la quiere Paco. Y la quiere
Paco. All right, that's a good one. Moving on.
Yes. Well, which one's
moving
next?
Moving on.
Fern, why don't we pick one of Fern's?
One of yours.
Let's do Las Nachas for Jerry, because I know Jerry loves
Las Nachas, of course.
So Las Nachas is, I think that it describes it in the beginning of the song.
Another play on words.
Yeah.
So this Pocho guy, like yours truly, comes from L.A. to Mexico. Nelario, directo desde Hollywood. Remind you of somebody? Venía que se moría de ganas de apapachar a Cuca su mujer. Camino al pueblo Candelario. a su compadre se compró. Le dijo, compadre, qué cuca. Las noches renta para mí. He wants to go rent the burros for a little bit.
Yeah.
He's going to go ask the lady if he can rent the donkeys from her so he could take his girl on a trip. ¿Cuánto por las nachas, Doña Cuca? Yo quisiera disfrutarlas un poquito. ¿Cuánto por las nachas, Doña Cuca? Yo quisiera fueran mías por un ratito. ¿Cuánto por las nachas, Doña Cuca? Yo las quiero, no le pido un descuentito. ¿Cuánto por las nachas, Doña Cuca? Yo las monto, las retoso, se las baño, se las seco, las perfumo, se las dejo como están.
Yo, wow.
Beautiful.
That was like spoken word style right there, the way you did it.
So basically, that's play on words again, play and there's a there. Misunderstanding.
Correct.
They think they're talking about basically her, like her ass. Yeah. Oh, let me have that ass for a little bit. How much for that ass?
How much for that ass?
How much for that ass?
This is like
I'll wash it, I'll bathe it, I'll powder it, and I'll eat it, just it. As there is.
Yeah, and I'll take it back to you.
Just that is, as is.
So awesome. Once again, these guys were very, very horny, and they made really dope music.
Hell yeah.
And so that's why Jerry likes it.
Let's play Me Llamo Raquel for Jerry.
Oh, please.
And yes, okay, so what's the summary again of this?
This song is funny. So it's a guy pretty much telling the story of how he confused a man for a woman. Uh-huh. He was drunk or he went out to a party. But he pretty much breaks it down how he talks to her. He says, and the girl says his name, and then he even thought right there that it was a man or a woman. Uh-huh. So easily he could have stopped right there, but he kept going and even touches under there and he found a package. So it's
he
like,
checks the oil.
Yeah.
Me la saqué y le dije, hola guapa. Y como un lobo sobre ella me balancé. Me llevé a placar en el oscurito. Pues ese mango yo me quería comer. Desde sus cantos me despacho solito. Pero qué susto, al final yo me llevé. Me dijo, me llamo Raquel. Y pensé, huh, is it a him or her? I grabbed it, and then I confirmed. Oh, shit, I had to get out of here. And I ran. And then my friends found out about it, did. And they started laughing at me and clowning at me. Even my girlfriend found out, and just because of that, she left me.
Just because of that, it's so funny. Only because of that, my girlfriend left me.
That's funny.
Por la mañana, la curda me mataba. Y todo el día, mi cuarto me quedé. Del reventón, yo no me acordaba nada, solo que alguna chica hermosa me ligué. Me dijo, me llamó Raquel, y pensé, si era ella o él. Y otra vez que la agarro, y otra vez que la agarro. He grabbed it twice. Con mis amigos, no me la acababa, porque los perros a otra vez sí levanté. Esta mi morra supo de mi regada, solo por eso me dejó de querer. Me llamo Raquel. Man, that's a banger, bro. Come on, dog.
This is like a cumbia, too.
Come on, yeah, fool.
So y'all said this was progressive. It would have been progressive if he had stayed with...
Yeah, stay with him. Hey, he never said he regretted it, dog.
True.
He just regrets getting caught.
There you go.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can see it that way.
Yes.
Okay. What's next, Jerry?
Let's slow it down here, fool. Let's put Mi Luna...
Mi estrella,
bro. One of my favorite all-time songs. The lyrics of this are so dope. Yeah. You know how many times I've dedicated this song, fool? To 11-year-olds, because when I was in middle school. Cantarle a sus ojos tan negros, que yo quiero black ass eyes. Quiero decirles los labios que si no me besan, me muero. I die, bitch. My thoughts, my life, my love, everything is yours. You're the woman I love more than anything.
You're my moon.
You're my moon.
My shining
you're
star.
You're my star.
That's like the Barry White song, right?
I think
you're
so.
You're my everything.
Huh?
Yeah.
Get close to me. Give me a kiss. Love me.
Y dame un beso de amor. Quiero sellar nuestro cariño. Llevando tu sabor.
What does that mean? Llevando tu sabor.
I want to have your taste.
I want to have a taste.
I want your taste
on
my mouth.
Cunning lingus. Yeah. Like,
there you go.
Okay. Nice. Savage.
They couldn't take it. I don't think it blend right with the song.
I want to seal our love with a kiss from you. La Culebra.
Culebra's great. You can play
that. That's
La Culebra.
A happy song. I love a must at every party.
Yes.
A must.
Yes.
That's what, a, which is the one? Is this the one that they say that Coloso got killed with?
Yes.
That's right.
What is that about, fool?
Some, I don't know.
Urban legend.
Yeah, very much so, because they were playing that song when he got killed. And what's the part that goes?
It's coming up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
Oye, José.
Bam, bam. Boom.
Oh,
like, in between that little stop.
Oye, José. Like, leave, José.
Oye, José.
Oye,
and
José.
Then, bah, that's when the gunshot is heard. So it's like, that's the soundtrack to his death.
That would be a pretty tight song to die to, though. I gotta
dancing and
you die happy, dude.
Ay, la culebra.
This is so awesome.
Like,
dude,
a little bitch, I yelled. There's a snake in my boots.
What?
La gente salió huyendo, mirando enojados. Toditos asustados comenzaron a gritar. Huye, José, pam. Huye, José, pam. Paca, cuidado con la culebra que muerde los pies. Ay, se me muerde los pies. Que no puedo yo bailar si me muerde los pies. Yo no voy a poder usar. Echa pa' allá, ven. Paca, cuidado con la culebra que muerde los pies. Ay, se muerde los pies.
So is there any innuendo here? Is it just about a snake?
That's a good question, actually.
I think it's just...
That's a good question. It's just, you know, it's just literally... Yeah. He thought he saw a snake, or did he really see a snake?
Or maybe it's like a sexual predator chasing him. And he's like, scratch that. Anyway.
That's pretty deep. I like it.
I like it. Now I'm going like to listen now. To a song like that.
All right, we got to get to the next couple of songs before we wrap this up, fool.
Yeah.
We got to get to two key ones. First, can we fuck with Historia Sin Fin real quick? That's just one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, it's
personally
a really good song.
And I dedicated all this to all the beautiful women out there. Shout outs.
Every woman is beautiful, dude.
Yeah, man. Go. That's why. All of them. Even Raquel.
Oh, shit. This album cover is hard as fuck. It's the one where it's like the jackets and then the boots on the side.
The silhouette. Oh.
Yeah.
We could talk over it. I just like when it gets to the hook, fool. But basically, dog, these fools did a lot of hits. We got to talk about Indio Quiere Llorar after this for sure. The first hit was Sangre de Indio was all right.
Sangre de Indio.
It's cool. And bangers.
But the sequel was the best.
The sequel was Indio Quiere Llorar, right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
So this song, what's it about, Jerry?
Just professing his true love for a girl, dog. It's a never-ending story. Never-ending love, basically.
And it's going to last forever. Our love is going to last forever.
Dormida. Así es nuestro amor. Nuestro amor. It's right here, the hook. Drop it. Es una historia sin fin. Sin punto final. Porque te quiero morir. Amar por amar. He's like, gets mad. I get mad. Start knocking shit out. Conoce el final como una noche de abril que no voy a olvidar. Oh, no. Oh, there it is.
Ouch.
Did I get there?
No.
I trained on this one.
No. Jesus.
Oh, man.
Listeners, we apologize.
Sorry.
For the 100th time. All right, last one or one more?
Indio Quiere Llorar, we have to talk about it.
Yeah. That's a good closer. That's a good
hit. I think this is their biggest hit. This one really had a lot of people feeling proud of their darkness.
Yes. Honestly, that's a... yes.
That's sick. That's
yes.
dope.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a cool little song because obviously he's talking... As a third person.
Correct.
So he's talking about describing how this woman hurt this guy.
Yeah.
And then there's a twist at the end.
It's me.
It's actually me. A big reveal.
Yes.
Pero se aguanta las ganas. He went to the city, to the big city. This Indian, brown individual made the mistake of going out to the big city, finding true love. And he did. He fell in love with a girl from the high society. A girl with money, beautiful, partly much lighter in skin as well, right?
I'm a Mariah Carey type.
Yeah. Yes.
YouTube.com/comedian Jerry G.
But now he's heartbroken, dog. Right? She broke his heart, fool. She left him, stomped on his ass, fool. Yeah. He was trying to explain to her. He was trying to tell her how much he loves her, how he dies without her. But every time he found her and run into her, she just pushed him away and said, no, I'm good. Ooh, get away, you Indian brownie.
Ouch.
Jerry Garcia from Huntington Park. Anyways. Quiere llorar. Sus lágrimas casi brotan. Herido del corazón. This is me actually trying to sing right now, fool. Él no la puede olvidar.
Keyword try.
Try.
Y su tristeza me mata. Because guess what?
Why?
Es que ese indio yo soy.
Reveal.
Ay. Dolor. Pero con mucho dolor. Again, this is why, you're right though. This is why this song is so important. Because at that time, you were embarrassed to be called an indio. Right? It was embarrassing to be called an indio, bro. Like, si te hicieron indio, güey, you're like, it's motherfucker, you dog.
Fuck you.
Your mom, fool.
It's fucked up, yeah.
But now this song comes out, and then it kind of like brings a little spotlight to like, hey, man, indios fall in love too, dog.
Indios lives matter?
Yeah, indios lives matter, dog.
Let's hear that.
Sus lágrimas casi brotan, herido del corazón.
I'm glad Jerry covered my voice because
then. Olvidar.
Actually, I'm muting Jerry right now. Tristeza
me mata.
Why do I still hear him?
It's true, dog, man. Like I always wanted to be a singer, of course. Like a lot of us do, dog. It's like a lot of people. It's like a lot of actors wish they could do comedy, or a lot of singers.
Or vice versa.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that, fool. Because I do wish I could sing a tune. I can't,
right?
Fool. I can't bring my voice.
Just stop. You can stop. Some other...
I can't even karaoke, dude. Like, I've never karaoke in my life. What? Ever. Not one time, fool. I've been in many karaoke bars, many situations where I always say, no thanks, bro. No thanks, no thanks, no thanks, no thanks, no thanks.
And I do like 5 minutes instead.
I have to be really in.
Drunk?
Yeah, careful. Not drunk, but just like... Have a nice buzz.
Nice buzz.
To get the courage to go.
I'm a creep. I'm a creep.
We're doing Radiohead next season.
Cause I'm free.
Free falling.
Free falling. Damn, bro.
We didn't get to, Mi Suegra. I don't think we did.
Oh, that's Mi Suegra, yeah.
Yeah, do Mi Suegra real quick. We can probably wrap it up with that
with
one.
Mi Suegra, okay. Yeah.
My in-law, dog, Mi Suegra.
Shout out to all the suegras out there, especially mine.
Yeah.
Takes care of me really
suegras.
Good.
All the suegras.
Yeah.
Like
all
I said,
every
woman is beautiful. Yeah. Every single one.
This is a very fun song about a guy who apparently lost his suegra. So he goes up to a police officer. Officer, help me find my suegra. I lost her. He's like, sure, I'll help you. What does she look like? Can you describe her? And it goes on to describe her, and it's the most funniest thing in the world.
Yeah,
dog.
Like he acts like he's really worried about her.
The cop or the
no, the guy
singing. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta help us.
Give me a description of her.
Sí, doce más y menos, vina de un hipopótamo, doce más y menos.
Sí.
Dinos.
This song's hilarious.
She likes to box. The mecánica. Bro, come on, dog.
These so it's kind of like a playful way to clown on your swagger. Swag this guy right here.
Clowns on his swagger,
That's hilarious.
That kind of compliments, bro. ¿Han visto la boca de un hipopótamo? Pues más o menos.
A whale?
Bro.
A hippopotamus, yeah.
Hippopotamus mouth.
All right, let's do some final thoughts, Jerry.
Final thoughts, bro. I want to thank Los Banda Machos for all their greatness here.
They're still playing, too.
They're still around, bro.
They're still around, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fool. They're out there still touring, doing their thing. I don't know what they sound like now, fool. I'm sure it's pretty dope. But they're also rolling with Banda Maguey.
Yes.
Who's an honorable mention of mine. I love
Banda Maguey.
Banda Maguey, fool. Yes. Tumbando Caña, El Alacrán.
El Alacrán, that's what I'm about to say.
Bruh. And this just don't have enough hits or the trajectory.
Is that it?
Which one?
Tu Eterno Enamorado.
Oh, Eterno Enamorado.
Come
yes,
on, dog.
That's
the best cover, too. If you get a chance, Banda Maguey. Tu Eterno Enamorado, they have a star and it has like cutouts of all their faces It's so funny. It's so like old Photoshop, early 90s.
Oh, Eva Maria, bro.
Eva Maria, that's a good
one. They just didn't have a longer...
trajectory.
Yeah, they were around for not that long, fool. But they sound like Banamachos.
Yes.
They, you know, they
had
act
the
like
sound.
Them.
They just didn't have enough hits, I guess.
What was that about, bro? Like, what? How... Well, how do you feel about that? About two bands literally sounding exactly the same. They get confused for each other all the time. And there was beef.
Really?
There was beef back then. Now they're obviously all this bygones is bygones, yeah. And they're touring together, fool.
You got to make money, bro.
Shit.
Every genre has artists that sound the same.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean.
Yeah.
But they were like super similar, though.
Yeah, because you could really see, like, hear the voice and you're like.
It does sound. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
That little be right there, fool. Look at these random.
Another
ass
white
videos,
Tina?
Fool.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Look at that beautiful girl right there. My goodness. Look, they get the hottest guy in the band to play the main role.
He's not even like the singer.
Yeah. No.
Like a Ramiro type of situation.
Yep.
Any final thoughts, Fern? Or?
No, I really enjoy going back with these kind of music because it brings back good memories.
Yeah.
About going out, hanging out, and dancing and all this stuff, and learning about your culture, right?
Yeah.
At an early age. So it's pretty cool. I really enjoyed this one. I really like going back and doing this one.
Yeah, Banamachos stays on my shuffle everywhere I go, dog. Yeah. They're a good, every time we're a family get together, party, and a long drive somewhere, fool. They just keep the fucking, you know, energy going and shit. And they're awesome, bro. I do want to check them out, actually, man.
Yeah,
let me
see
how that looks and shit, fool. But yeah, I think this was a fun one, guys.
Hell yeah.
This is a good one, fool.
Hell yeah.
Banamachos. Try some others review, fool. Let me know what you guys think. Let us know what your favorite songs are. Put it on the comment, fool. Let us know which ones you agree with, disagree, and which ones we miss, dog.
And
we try to squeeze
artists.
All this in within an hour or so.
Yeah.
So we miss some songs, fool. Let us know. And we also don't want to have run into too many trouble with the fucking musical rights here and shit.
Yeah.
And get fucking banned.
We're not getting paid.
But we're not getting monetized for this, dog. So
hell,
just
for the love of it.
Yes. It's for
That's
the
why
love.
It took so long, because we don't love it.
Exactly. Any thoughts? Anything else, fellas?
That's it, bro. Can't wait to see what's next, fool.
Yep.
Hell yeah. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right. Peace.
Yeah.
Yo. Thank you all so much for listening to Tragos Amargos podcast. Do not forget to check us out on video at youtube.com/comedianjerryg. Folks, we're trying to get our numbers up. Let's run the engagement up. In fact, if you can send me a screenshot of a YouTube comment that you made on this Banamachos episode, brace yourselves. You may want to sit down for this fucking announcement. I will read your name out in the next Tragos Amargos episode. Okay? I'll try to get Jerry to do the shout out, but he's technologically challenged. Getting like an email attachment from him takes like 2 or 3 weeks. So I will commit to reading your name out loud. So send us a screenshot to the Tragos Amargos Instagram and you will get your name read out loud. A dream fucking come true for you. But seriously, thank you so much for all the support. We're getting a lot of comments in. I want to read out this one special comment that we got in our DMs. This is from an anonymous person. I love it. You and Fern balance each other out very well, Jerry. He's somewhat serious, and your quick comebacks make it very entertaining. But those sound effects, oh my god, overkill. Every time one of those stupid sound effects came on, it just made me cringe. I'm sorry, Jerry. Just my opinion. Keep up the great work. Heart emoji. I'm assuming that person is around 75 years old, and I apologize. It only took me about 5 or 6 hours to include all that stuff. You know, I'm taking time out of my busy day to just try and make this a little more entertaining, but apparently some people didn't fuck with it, so it's like whatever. So other than that, thank y'all so much for the support. Like I said, comment, please interact with the fucking content. That's what we're trying to do. Get more engagement, get some more people on board, and we can keep doing Tragos Amargos podcast. As I listened back to this episode, I thought of one thing that I would love to hear from people that are a little older than Jerry and Fern that were around for this Quebradita era. People that are basically like 50, 60 plus. Because I'm assuming the entire Southwest was turned the fuck up during this era. A lot of cocaine, fast moving, body part. I mean, it just sounds like such a dope era, way better than this one. So if you're a little old, because Jerry and Fern were basically little shitty ass kids when this was really like a full-fledged movement. So if there's anybody Any other any older locos out there? Any fucking older locas who got down? Please send us some stories because I would love to hear that. If someone was like 30 years old in 1992, you're going to clubs, you're single. Again, una bolsita turned the fuck up during this game. I would love to hear your stories. So other than that, folks, just keep sharing. Like I said, this is Tragos Amargos podcast. Shout out Tragos Amargos. Shout out Wet Carnitas. Shout out Fodongo. Shout out My Grito. Shout out Austin. Shout out fucking just Mexican culture at large. It's a beautiful, beautiful, complicated culture. All right, that's it. I'm out. Peace. Estoy vendiendo.